Gemara is trying to figure out what the mission is coming to exclude. Aisha nicknames Bishalash Drach and the Kesset Shtar Rubia, what is the number three coming to exclude? The maskon of the Gemara is that it's coming to exclude Chalipin. But you can't be Makadosh and Isha with Chalipin. Why not? So the Gemara says, I would think that maybe we should derive Kicha Kicha Mistayah from the Tami, that you can use Chalipin. Just like you can use Kesef, you can use Chalipin. Kamash Malan, no. Why not? So that's the question. So Machlok is Rishonim, what the Maskon of the Gemara is. So Rashi learns, the Maskon of the Gemara is, that since Chalipin is Ismu B'Pachas Mishavar Pruta, the Isha B'Pachas Mishavar Pruta, Lo Mekanya Nafsha, therefore even by Chalipin Mishavar Pruta, Chalipin is not, you can't be Mekadosh and Isha. What does that mean? That means that a woman is not going to be Mekanya Nafsha B'Pachas Mishavar Pruta. It's a Genayla, says Rashi, it's a disgrace for her. So once she's not going to be Mekanya Nafsha B'Pachas Mishavar Pruta, so then Batul Ataras Chalipin Lagamri, even Chalipin Mishavar Pruta also a Batul, you can't be Mekadosh and Isha with that either. That's Rashi. Rabbi Natan was troubled with Rashi, and he has four kashas. We spent a lot of time on these kashas. He says, if the Peta Talia Nilsa said that it pushed the other the Kibla Kedushin, that should work. Different approaches as to how to understand that kasha. We're not going to rehash everything we did on Thursday. But that's one kasha Rabbi Natan has. And then he also asks, that the Gemara later on asks from Banse de Rabbianai, when we're talking about Beishamai, who holds that Yimakash and Isha Bedina Beshavadina. So once you require more than a pruta, we already say that it's dependent on the kapeid of the woman. So then Banse the Rabbiana, who treat themselves, who think of themselves as being very choshev, they only are makabel kiddushin, particular the dinri, so then they shouldn't be mekudeshes with less than that. So as Tosfos, according to Rashi, that the chalif and pachas shor pruta lo mekani nafshah is all function of genai, of kapeida, so then the Gemara should have asked the kasha, Banse the Rabbiana over here. That was his second kasha. Tosfos and Rosh dealt with that kasha. We discussed that. A lot of give and take in the shir. I'd like to focus on the third and fourth questions that the Rabbeinu Tam asked on Rashi. What are the third and fourth kashas? So Rabbeinu Tam asks from Chazaka, once you say that we're learning other kinyonim from Stei Ephron, not just Kesa, but even Chalipin, so then let's learn Chazaka too. Chazaka is a kinyon that works by Sada, so let that work by Isha also. And then he asks, and why does the Gemara on Daf Hey try to find a makor for shtar, kedusha shtar, tepuk leis, kicha kicha mistei Ephron. Shtar works by soda, right? Ba'ekach ha-sefer ha-mikna. That's one of the makoros of shtar, by karka. So if it works by stei Ephron, if it works by karka, then it should work by isha too. But these are the two kashas that he's troubled with. That these are not really kashas just on Rashi, because it's not dependent on Kpeda here. It's not the Kpeda Talia Nilsa that we ask these kashas, but Stam, on the Havim of the Gemara, that we think that you derive Kinyonim of Sode to Isha, so we should learn Chazaka and Shtar also. What's the answer for Chazaka? So the Marid suggests an answer. The Marid suggests that maybe Isha is different. What kind of Kinyan Chazaka are you talking about? You know, we can just mention the word Chazaka, but you have to understand what Kinyan Chazaka means. So he says, in the context of Karka, Kinyan Chazaka means Nogadar Uparas. That means making a lock on the field, breaking the fence, creating the fence. Where do you have that by Isha? You make fences on the Isha? Well, what's going on over here? You'll tell me, but by an Eved Kenayinu, we also have a Kinyan Chazaka. That's the Gemara and the Chafez on the base. You have a Kinyan Chazaka by Eved Kenayinu too. And what does Chazaka by Eved Kenayinu mean? Not no God or Paras. Can't do no God or Paras by an Eved Kenayinu either, just like by Isha. So what does it mean? Chazaka means usage. Usage. If Holach Kelev Achrav Beis HaMerchatz, if he uses the Eved Kenayinu in some way that he shows that he's an Adon and the Eved Kenayinu is his Eved, so that's Chazaka. It's also a Chazaka. Some kind of usage of the karka, usage of the Eved Kenayinu, that's Kinyan Chazaka. So Zok the Marid, I'll tell you what the answer to the Rabbeinu Tam's kash is. We never had a Havamina that Chazaka should work by Isha, because what are you going to do? No other parts is not going to work by Isha. What, she's going to have to do something, work for the Baal? What kind of a strange idea is that? Is there really any kinyan of the Baal in Gufa Isha? Can he force her to work for him? That's the implication of the Marit. That the idea of the Eved Kenayinu working for the other, that doesn't apply to Isha. This is the lashon of the Marietu. You need a chazaka that's mimin tashmish of the dover, of the item that you're acquiring. Besada, the Ovid Bamilsa de Mahanibak, you go Nog other parts. Ube Evid Tashmish Haroilo. By Evid Kanani, we do a Tashmish that makes sense by the Evid. Holokel of Achad Levesan Merchatz. He shines his shoes. He helps him a little bit. So, okay, he's using the Evid. Sada, Nog other parts is a Chazaka by Sada. What are you going to do by an Isha Frek de Marit? There's nothing to do that's going to be a Chazaka. You can't do Noagadar Uparats, and you can't, there is no Tashmish to do by Isha either. So that's why Chazaka doesn't work. We never had a Havamina Chazaka should work by Isha. Wow, that's quite an answer. What's the Rabbeinu Tam going to respond to that Marit? What's he going to respond? Yes, Jacob? Shibudim, exactly. Rabbeinu Tam could say, look, a woman is Mishabedes Labaila, she has to do Malachas for the Baal. There are certain Shibudim. So maybe if the Baal has her cook up a cholent, bake a cake, I don't know, do some laundry. That's what the Mishnayos and Ksuba say, that at the time of the Mishnah, time of the Gemara, these were the normal shibudim that the wife did for the husband. And Chazal understood that these shibudim are kinyonim. These shibudim are obligations that a woman has toward the Baal. So what the Rabbeinu Tam could simply say is that the kinyon kiddushin creates, it's the shoresh for these shibudim. So if it's the shorish for the shibudim, then the havamina is the maybe taka you should be able to be called the isha b'chazaka. Rabbi Natan is going to come around to say that we never had a havamina to learn from Stay Ephron any other kinyonim except for kesef, right? Rabbi Natan in the end is going to say this is not a kasha because we don't learn other kinyonim from Stay Ephron except for kesef. But if you're going to learn other kinyonim, then maybe you should learn chazaka too. But what are you going to do by Isha? Frek de Marie, what kind of chazaka could there be by Isha? Rabbi Natan would say, she can do all of the malachas that the Mishnah and Ksubas and Daf Nun Tesama Beis has. These are obligations of the woman toward the husband. And it's no different than Hola Kelev Achrav Lebeis HaMerchatz by Eved Kanani. If you can use the Eved Kanani, that's called chazaka, then you can use the Isha and that will be called chazaka by Isha. Rabbi Natan comes around to say that only Kinyan Kesef is derived from Steyefa, but if you're going to derive other Kinyan and Taka, there is a Chazaka that Shayach to Isha. What's the Marit going to respond? That's a good point, no? Rabbi Natan is a good point. What's the give and take over here? So L'chora, what the Marit will say is, first of all, those Shibudim are Chal B'Shas Nisuin, not B'Shas Kiddushim. They're Chal B'Shas Nisuin. If the Chal B'Shas Nisuin, who says that you can request of the Isha to do those shibudim? Who says that her doing those malachas for the Baal B'Shas Kiddushin is going to affect the Kinyan Kiddushin? Now, we grappled with that idea, right? The Tosa Rosh and Daf Hei seemed to make a kugel out of it, right? That he mentions the shibudim, but in the context of Kiddushin, that's not so poshut. That's not so poshut that those shibudim have anything to do with the Kinyan of Kiddushin. They really are only chal when the Isha is the Beis HaBaal. So that's what the Marit would say, that you can't connect. You can't say that we'll have a kinyan chazaka of an isha by having her do malachas, by having her do the things that she's meshuvah to do for the Baal. That's b'shas nisuin, that's not b'shas kiddushin. Rabbi Natan will say, in a chanami, they're chal, the shibudim achal, b'shas nisuin. But because the shorish of the chiyuv, because the shorish of everything of nisuin comes from the kiddushin, the only reason why things aren't chal b'shas kiddushin is because there's an impediment b'shas kiddushin, right? That she's not b'veis habal. But really, all the kinyonim of isha are chal b'shas kiddushin. So then it does make sense to talk about a kinyan chazaka, that the woman will do those malachas that she's mishabedes lebaila, and that will affect the kinyan kiddushin. So could be that's what the Rabbeinu Tam and the Marit are grappling with. How closely connected are those shibudim to Shas Kiddushin? They are only chal b'shas nisuin, but is the shorish of their chiyuv b'shas kiddushin? If the shorish of the chiyuv is b'shas kiddushin, then it does make sense, perhaps, to be konen isha b'chazaka by having her do those malachas that she's mishubedes to do for her baal. If you say that the shorish of the chiyuv are not b'shas kiddushin, there's kiddushin, and then there's nisuin, never the twain shall meet. These are two different kinyonim of ishus. So that doesn't make sense to have her work for the Baal B'Shas Kiddushin. That's not Chal B'Shas Kiddushin. That's not something that he has a kinyan, that he has a shibud on her B'Shas Kiddushin. Okay, so that issue could be part of what's going on over here, part of the discussion, part of what the Rishonim and the Achronim are grappling with. Okay, yes?
Is this not only based on whether one holds Kiddushin is around one kinyan or two kinyan.
Kiddushin is what?
Kiddushin is swinging on one kinyan or two kinyan.
Yes, that's what I'm suggesting. If you hold that Kiddushin, the Kiddushin Nisun are really one kinyan, it's just Nisun is the Gemara of the kinyan Kiddushin, because once the impediment that she's not Beis Habal is taken away, so then the kinyan Kiddushin can be chal completely, so then it makes sense to talk about Shibudim even Mishnas Kiddushin. It makes sense to talk about Shibudim even Mishnas Kiddushin. That's what the Tosfos Rashi and Daf Hei said. Right? Arus, Dvar Torah, Aruso, Cheles, Betruma, because she's kinyan Kaspo. How's she kinyan Kaspo? She's kinyan Kaspo, Meshubedeslo, we asked. She's not Meshubedes Bishas Kiddushin. The answer is no. That Shibud already is dormant, Mishas Kiddushin, because the kinyan, what creates that Shibud is really the Kiddushin. It's just, it's dormant. You can't actualize it because she's not Beis Habal, but because the kinyan really is Chal Bishas Kiddushin, you can talk about a kinyan Chazoka vis-a-vis Isha. The Ramban and the Rashiva, the Chacham Yisrael, give a different answer to the Rabbeinu Tam's Kasha. We discussed this on day one or day two, right? What do they say? They say you can't talk about Chazaka because there's no Kinyan Aguf for the Baal in the Isha. He doesn't have a Kinyan Mamon, but Guf for Isha. They don't get bothered with whether there could be a Kinyan Chazaka because the woman can work for the Baal, for the Melochas that she's Meshubedes. So that's the Marit. The Ramban and the Rashba say, I'll give you an even simpler answer. You can't be kones something with chazak unless you have a kinyan in guf ha'davar. If a man is not kone his wife, the guf ha'isha, so then there's nothing to talk about. Obviously, a kinyan chazak is not going to work. Rabbeinu Tam clearly does not learn like that. Right, we started off, one of the first year we were talking about is there a kinyan mamon in guf ha'isha or not, the Pnei Yeshua and Abdel Maluim. Achronim, the Rishonim. So we said the Ramban and the Rashba are the sources of the idea that the Baal doesn't have a Kinyan Mamon and a Guf HaIsha. We said that the Tosfos Rosh seems to argue, but the Rabbeinu Tam, now we're seeing that the Rabbeinu Tam and the Sugyat Chalifin also seems to argue, because that's what his question is based on. Right? His question is based on the fact that he holds that there is a Kinyan Mamon and a Guf HaIsha, and that's why you think that you could be Konan Isha B'Chazaka. Come the Ramban and the Rashba, and they say, no, that assumption is incorrect. You don't have a kinyan mamon and guf ha'isha, so that's why there's no havamina that you should be able to be kone b'chazaka. Okay, so these are two different answers that the Rishonim and the Achronim give to the Rabbeinu Tam's kasha from chazaka. But they're very, very fundamental to the whole kinyan of kiddushin, the whole nature of kinyan kiddushin. Is it shayach to talk about shibud and b'shas kiddushin? Can the woman work for the husband and as a result that there'll be a kinyan chazaka and he'll be able to be kone her? Marit says no. Rabbeinu Tam might say yes. Right, and that might relate to the whole global issue as to what exactly is the Kinyan Kiddushin about. Right? Is the Kinyan of Ishus really licked in the Kiddushin? It's just Nisuin removes the impediment, or are there really two separate Kinyanim? And the second issue is there a Kinyan Mamon and Gufa Isha Bechalal? The Ramban and the Rashba, they say no, so Chazaka is not a Kinyan to even talk about in the context of Isha. So Ben Atam will say yes, that there is a Kinyan Mamon and Gufa Isha, so maybe Chazaka should work. Okay, these are the two issues that the Rishonim and the Achronim seem to be grappling with. Questions? Okay. What's the answer to the fourth kasha that the Rabbeinu Tam had, shtar? So it's interesting, this whole discussion about chazaka brings up major lumbus. But the problem is once you get to the fourth kasha, you realize that you really have to answer chazaka in the simplest way possible. Once we have the kasha that the Gemara is searching for a mokuf, the kiddushe shtar, Gemara and Daphei, what's the answer to that kasha? What's it searching for a mokuf? We'll just learn from Steyefim. So comes Rabbi Natam, it says, obviously we never had a havamina to learn all kinyanim of sada to isha. It must be that we only had a havamina to learn kinyan kesef to isha. If just chalifin might be a din kesef. So once you have to come on to that to answer kasha number four, so that answers kasha number three too. Chora, everyone is answering kasha number four that way. That we never had a havamina to apply all kinyanei sada to isha. But chazaka, shtara, no! Only kinyanei kesef, kicha kicha mistei, everyone is learning kinyan kesef to isha from sada. So once you have to come on to that to answer the fourth and final kasha, so then that's probably the answer to kasha number three too. Right? To kasha number three also, the kasha from chazaka. I don't need fancy footwork that, well, there's no tashmish I can use for the woman. I can't get her to do anything for me. There's no kinyan mamon in guf ha'isha. I don't need all of that. Chazaka is a kinyan of sada. It's not a kinyan kesef. So we're not learning all kinyani sada to isha. We're only learning kinyan kesef. So once we need that to answer the fourth kasha, it seems to be the answer that all the rishonim give. So then we don't need any fancier answers for the third kasha from Chazaka. The answer is, obviously, the Gemara never had a havamina that you should learn from sada to isha that kinyan chazaka should work by isha. Because we're only trying to learn kinyan kesef. So that's it. That's probably the simplest answer to the kasha from Chazaka. Okay. The final issue that we have to address with Rashi is the Ramban's kasha. That was kasha number five. We've answered all of the Rabbeinu Tam's four kashas on Rashi, but there's one kicker, there's one final question, which is probably the most important question to address with Das Rashi. And that is, there are two types of chalifim. There's chalife pachas misharaputa and chalife sharaputa. So Rashi learns the Gemara that the reason why chalifim doesn't work by isha is because chalifin istim v'parvus sharaputa, v'ishim v'parvus sharaputa, lo mekanya nafsha. She's lo mekanya nafsha v'parvus sharaputa, it's a g'nai hula, hilkach batla taras chalifin. So then, the whole kinyan chalifin doesn't work, even chalife sharaputa. Rabbi Natan was troubled with that. He didn't think that it should be a function of g'nai. He didn't think that chalifin v'parvus sharaputa should just be a function of g'nai. But rather, he says, it's a din. It's not a mitzias. It's not b'kpei the talimosa, but rather it's a halacha. That the fact that you can be kona b'parchas mishavaputa, that tells you something about the nature of kinyan chalifin in general. That it's not midin kesef. Right? The kasha of the Gemara was that we thought you could learn all kinyan kesef from sada to isha. And chalifin is a sub kinyan that's like kesef. Chalifin midin kesefu. Dr. Rabbi Natan, the maskana of the Gemara is, Chalifin is from Parvus Sharaputa, the Isha Parvus Sharaputa, lo mekanya. What does that mean? It means Chalifin is from Parvus Sharaputa. The fact that Konim Kliyafu B'Shem Sharaputa tells me the Chalifin must not be Midin Kesef. If it's not Midin Kesef, then it doesn't work by Isha. Why doesn't it work by Isha if it's not Midin Kesef? Why can't it work by Isha if it's not Midin Kesef? Anyone? We keep on saying. Exactly. Kicha kicha. What am I learning? Kicha kicha, Mr. Efron? Only
kesef.
Only kesef. I'm only learning kesef. The chalifin is not kesef. So I can't learn from Mr. Efron. The chalifin is going to work by isha. That's the Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that the maskon of the Gemara is that we're learning something about the nature of kinyan chalifin. We thought it was midin kesef. We find out it's not midin kesef. Why is it not midin kesef? Chalifin shavakuto should still be midin kesef. No. One type of chalifin is megala on the other type of chalifin. It's a din acher. It's an av b'fnei atzmo. Remember all those lashonas we had? It's not midin kesef. Even chalifei shavu pruta, Zakhtar Rabbeinu Tam, is not midin kesef. Because chalifei pachas mishavu pruta is megala on chalifei shavu pruta, that even that is not midin kesef. That's the Rabbeinu Tam. But Rashi doesn't seem to learn that way. Rashi seems to posit that chalifei shavu pruta is midin kesef. Even lamaskon. So the question is, if that's the case, then what's the answer to the Gemara? What? Chalifin pacham shavaputa lo matanya nafsha. That's g'nai law for the isha, so that's not going to work. So they have a bottle of Torah's chalifin. Frek the Ramban, what does one have to do with the other? If you tell me there's some kind of psul in the chalifin, there's some deficiency in the chalifin, like the Rabbeinu Tam, that the fact that chalifin pacham shavaputa works, that tzmigal is something about the nature of chalifin, it's not kesef, so then I understand that applies to chalifin shavaputa. But if all you're telling me is that g'nai hula, she doesn't want to be miskadesh as a pachas misharaputa, but pay the talia nasa. So what does that have to do with chalif misharaputa? Chalif misharaputa, there is no g'nai, and it can't be midin kesef, so why doesn't it work? That's the kasha that the Rabban had against Rashi. Aizen a kasha, very strong kasha. What's the answer to that kasha? What is Rashi saying that because chalif doesn't work pachas misharaputa, Chalifei Sharaputa also are not going to work for Isha. But Chalifei Sharaputa is midin kesef according to Rashi. Okay, Chalifei Pachas Sharaputa probably is not midin kesef. Probably. I say that probably because even that is not clear, but let's say probably, because that's what Rov Rishonim say. Rabbi Natan says that. Many Rishonim, but that's Rashi, say that. So let's start off that way. That Rashi posits the Chalifei Pachas Sharaputa, maybe it's not midin kesef, maybe it's a different halacha, whatever. But Chalifei Sharaputa, b'pshuto, according to Rashi, is midin kesef. So just because Chalifei Pachas Sharaputa is g'nai l'isha and lo mekanya nafsha, maishna, right? What's the connection to Chalifei Sharaputa? Chalifei Sharaputa is midin kesef. She is mekanya nafsha for Chalifei Sharaputa, so why shouldn't it work? So the Rishonim have different formulations to try to answer Shitas Rashi. The Ramban and the Rashba take one approach, and the Ran takes a different approach. I really was only going to present the sheet of the Rashba here, that's what I asked you to see, but so many of you saw the Ramban. You saw the second paragraph, so I will present the Ramban too, because it's very beautiful. There's just a nuance of difference between the Ramban and the Rashba. What does the Ramban say? In a sense, the Lashon of the Ramban is actually easier than the Rashba. What does the Ramban say? Again, we're trying to answer his kasha. It's a good thing we're going to the Ramban first. It is his kasha. So let's get his answer. What does the Ramban say? A small paragraph. He says he likes the Rabbeinu Tam. He really likes the fact that Chalifin is not Midin Keset. But there are nuschos that say, Yishu Baruch Sharaput Alom Akad Yanavshim, like Rashi. So he says, maybe you can be Melamed Tzchus on those yourselves. The Eishli Ashevo, the Kol Chalifin, the Gabi Isha, Ke Chalifin, the Pochas Mishav Eprut Aninu. Matana Manas Lahachzi Alokan Yeve Isha. The Bosa Hanod Besof Aslov Alom Akad Yanavshim, Bekniya Deshoa, Ke Debeinu Lomem Alakamon. The Gemara Daf Hey on the Vav Mebei says that Isha is not mikni of matana manas lahachzi. If I give a matana to the Isha, but I say I give it to you temporarily, I want you to give it back to me in 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. That doesn't work by Isha. That's a hanor de l'sho, temporary hanor. The Gemara Daf Hey says that doesn't work by Isha. Why? It's not choshev enough. It's not choshev. It's only a hanor de l'sho. It's a temporary hanor. So she doesn't have in mind to be miskadesh with that. She doesn't want to accept such a thing. That's not. It's not worth anything to her. She's not going to keep it. Dr. Ramban, what the Gemara here is saying is that here on Dav Gimel, not Dav Vav, the Gemara here on Dav Gimel is saying is that Isha b'parach shavut lo makanyan avsham, a woman is not going to be miskadeshes to something that's not choshev. Pachas b'sharaput avada is not choshev. By definition, it's not choshev. Aye, but why shouldn't she be miskadeshes for chalifin sharaput that is choshev? Dr. Ramban, it's like a matana manas lahachzir. What does he mean? We know the Gemara Paskin, we Paskin based on the Gemara Nedarim and Daf Memches, the Chalifin is Kniya Manas Lahaknos. The way the Chalifin works is that the Kone gives his Kalim. We mentioned that there's a Machlokas, Kalif Shalmakna, Kalif Shalkone. Who gives the Kli for the Chalifin? So we Paskin Kalif Shalkone. But the one who's acquiring gives his Kli, he gives his pen or his handkerchief or his yarmulke or whatever, and then he's Kone, the other object from the Makna. He gives something to the Makna. The Makna is makne, he gives over bailus on the object, the karka, something to the kone. And then the makne gives back the chayfetz, which did the chalifin as well. So the kone gets back two things. Right? He gets two things. He gets the item he's acquiring, and he gets back his suda. He gets back the king, the object that did the king. So Zog the Ramban, if it's kniyah manas lahaknos, turns out that even chalifin shavaputa is not a davar choshev, because it's only a hanad l'sha. So it turns out that even if Chalifin Sharaputa is Midin Kaseh, but it's Matana Manas La'avzir. Matana Manas La'avzir doesn't work by Isha because it's not Choshev enough. That's what Rashi is saying, says the Ramban. Once Chalifin B'parach Sharaputa lo mekan yanafsho, once we say that a woman doesn't want to be Miskadesh as B'parach Sharaputa, and it's not a Dover Choshev, so even Chalifin Shavaputa, she's not going to be Miskadesh. Even though it's a shavapruta, it could be midin kasef, it is midin kasef, and it might work in other contexts, but not by Isha, because an Isha's makbid. We pay the Talia Milsa, according to Rashi. She's makbid, and she's not going to be makna herself if she's getting a kasef, that's not choshev. So if she gets paro shavapruta, that's not even kasef, that's mamish, not a davar choshev. Even if she gets a shavapruta, which does have a shame kasef, but if it's kniya manas lahaknos, that's only a hanad l'shoah, that's not a davar choshev, so she's not going to be makna herself either. So the Lashon of Rashi has to be understood this way, according to the Ramban. Right? The Lashon of Rashi on the Gimel and the Beis, lo makani nafshe de gnai hula, hilkach batla taras chalifin mekidushin afilu bekli sheyesh b'sha v'pruta. But there's something intrinsically related between chalifin paru sha v'pruta, chalifin sha v'pruta? Rabbi Natan would say, yes! The fact that chalifin is works b'paru sha v'pruta, that's megala that the whole king of chalifin is not midin kesef. If it's not midin kesef, then I understand. Even chalifin shavaputa is not going to work. According to the Ramban Bedas Rashi, it's not that chalifin shavaputa and chalifin shavaputa are intrinsically linked. They could be very different things. Chalif and Parach of Shavapruta might not be Midin Kesef. Chalif and Shavapruta is Midin Kesef. And by character it will work, by Metatlan it will work, but not by Isha. Because she's Loma Kanya Nafsha. She's Makbid to only be Makna herself for a Davar Choshev. And Chalif is not a Davar Choshev. Even Shavapruta is not a Davar Choshev because it's Kniyam and Asla Haklos. It's only Hanoad Elishah. So it comes out, the Ramban is learning Rashi, that there's just a dimyon ba'alma between Parchas Meshavapruta and Shavapruta. That the Yisod is Isha Parchas Meshavapruta, lo mekanya nafsha, she's not going to be miskadeshes, she won't accept kiddushin if she doesn't get a davar chashiv. Chalifin is the kind of kinyan that she's never going to get a davar chashiv. Bein Parchas Meshavapruta, bein Meshavapruta. Because even Meshavapruta, it's kniyam anas lahaknos, it's got to go back, and it's kniyam anas lahaknos, that's a hanad l'shah, so that's not a davar chashiv. Yeah, yeah.
So kli amenas lahaknos, you return it afterwards, you still get to keep that kli that symbolized the kinyan.
No, the machna returns that to the kohen. So that's exactly the point. So then he's not getting anything, right? Or she, in the case of the isha, she's the machna. She's machna herself to the baal, right? Or she makes herself into hefka like the ram, whatever. Let's just say poshut. She's machna herself to the Baal, so the Baal gives her a sudar, but she has to give it back to the Baal, so she's not getting anything from the process. That's not hanoach hashuvim.
So
that's not a davar chashuv.
What's the chiddush from one gemara to the next if it's the same episode that...
What do you mean chiddush from one gemara to the next?
From matana lahaksir versus kinyan manas lahaksir.
Matana manas lahaksir is not chalipin. You're giving her a... You know, you're giving her a sefer to use. You're giving her something that's a davar chashuv. The way that the Ramban is learning, we have to invoke the din of matana manas lahachzir by kiddushin to explain chalipin. Right? It's sort of a little strange that we're not up to davavam abeis, but if you look at the gemara davavam abeis, it mentions chalipin again. So the Ramban is really learning these two gemaras together. He's learning davav together with dav gimel. And that's how he's explaining why a woman is not going to accept kiddushin for chalifa shavaprota, because it's like matanam and aslahas. The Raj is a little bit different. It doesn't say that it's just a dimyon ba'alma, that the yisod is, there's a comparison between chalifa pachal shavaprota and chalifa shavaprota. They're both kinyonim that are not choshev. For different reasons, right? One is not choshev because it's pachal shavaprota, the other is not choshev because it's a hanad l'shah. Rashba learns a little bit different. A lumdish shot. A little bit more lumdish. What does he say? He says like this. Okay. Let's just read the ikker of the Rashba without getting complicated. Avalhashta, the Kaimalan, the Khalif and Kniyam and Aslahaknosu. His point of departure is the same as the Ramban. Right, the chalifin is kliyam and aslaaknos. That's the so that's going to tell me why, according to Rashi, a woman can't be miskadeshes b'chalifin shavaputa. So ashtu the kaimel and chalifin kliyam and aslaaknos who v'laldi donin who afilu ki yoev lechalifin shavim mone my havi. Even if he gives her chalifin shavaputa, it's not going to help. Why? The Rabban would have said because it's not a davar choshev because she has to give it back. The Rashi says no, not exactly. See, that's what I mean when I say that the Rashba is a lomis. Because it's kniyam and aslahaknos, it doesn't make any sense that you really kona the isha with the guf ha-chalipin, with the sudr itself. You're not being kona begufa because it's going back. What are you kona with? You're kona with adin chalipin. That chalipin works even if it's kniyam and aslahaknos. You're not really kona with the guf ha-dover because she doesn't get to keep the guf ha-dover anyway. So you're really being kona with the din hadavar. Being kona with the din hadavar? Yeah. So what's the din of chalifin? Chalifin mitam kesef. This is Rashi here. Chalifin is mitam kesef. Right? B'shavapruta. Then I have a chalifin of pachas b'shavapruta. I have two types of chalifin over here, right? So if I'm kona bedina, then I have to look at the whole din. I have to look at the whole type of, the whole kinyan chalifin. If I'm kona begufa, if it wouldn't be kniyam and aslaaknos, I'm kona begufa davar. So then chalifa shavapruta can stand by itself. I don't have to compare that to chalifa pachas shavapruta. But because it's kniyam and aslaaknos, the kinyan is not being affected by the gufa davar, but rather by the din hadavar, by the kinyan chalifin. So then I have to look at the whole picture of the kinyan. And since chalifin is no even pachas shavapruta, Kevan shedin chalif and iser v'oshar bruta lo chashiv ala. It's not a kinyan chashiv. Ugnayhu la lahaknas atzma v'kniya b'chusa kazo she'ikar v'oshar bruta. Says the Rashbah, it's not that we look at Khalifa Shavaput and Khalifa Bakr Shavaput and we say they're both not Khosha for different reasons. That's not what he's saying. He's saying since Khalifa is Kniyam and Asla Haknos, so then Khalifa by definition, the way the king is working, is not Begufa Dava, but rather Bedina. Even if, this is the key difference between the Rashba and the Ramban, even if you'll say that Khalifa Shavaputa is a Davar Khoshav, it is a davar chashav. It's only a hanad l'shar. It's kniyam anas lahaknas. But even if you'll posit that that could be a davar chashav, it still is not going to work. Why? Because by definition, since chalipin is kniyam anas lahaknas, you're not being kone b'guv adavar. You're being kone with the din chalipin. So even if you'd say that a transfer of Shava Pruta is a davar chashiv, even if it's kniyam anas lahaknas, that the fact is you're being kona bedin chalipin. Once you're being kona bedin chalipin, you got to look at the whole picture. And if there is a kinyan, if there is a chalipin shal ganai, if chalipin pavu shava pruta is a davar shal ganai, then the whole kinyan is viewed as a kinyan shal ganai. It's viewed as a kinyan shal ganai. It's not that kniyam anas lahaknas is a davar shal ganai according to the Rashbah. That's the difference between the Ramban and the Rashba. Ramban says Kniyam and Asla Haknos is not a Dabar Choshev. The Rashba says even if you'll say that Kniyam and Asla Haknos is Choshev enough for Isha, it's not going to help you. Because once we say that Khalifin is working Bidinon and not Begufon, so then we have to look at the whole picture. And since Khalifin Parvus Shavaputa is not a Dabar Choshev, it's a Kinyan Shoganai, then the whole Kinyan is viewed as a Kinyan Shoganai. You can say I'm being Makarish and Isha with Khalifin Shavaputa, that's a Kinyan Shoganai. But why? Shavaputa is not a Gnai, even though it goes back. No, but you're being Makarish with the Din Khalifin, and Khalifin itself is a Kinyan Shoganai. See, there's a nuance of difference between the Rashba and the Rabban. They both invoke the halacha that Khalifin is Kinyan and Asla Akla, but they use it in different ways. The Ramban is saying that Khalifa Shavaput is not a davar chashiv because it's Kniyam and Asla Haknos, and Kniyam and Asla Haknos by definition is not a davar chashiv. The Rashba says no, even if Kniyam and Asla Haknos would be a davar chashiv, but the fact that that's the nature of Khalifin, that tells me that Khalifin is effected not through the guf hadavar, the transfer of the guf hadavar, but the din shabo. If you're looking at the din shabo, then Khalifin is a kinyan shel gnai. Because it's a kinyan shel gnai, that's why it's not going to work. Now, this is more meduric in the Lashon of Rashi. That's why I wanted you to see the Rashbah more than the Ramban. Why is it more meduric in the Lashon of Rashi? Can you help me?
Because it says,
but Torah, Torah's Khalifin. What do you mean Torah's Khalifin? You should say, just like, Kimo, She'eni She'miskadesh is B'Khalifin Parham Shavabruta, Hu Adinami, she's not Miskadesh, it's B'Khalifin Shavabruta, because it's also not a Davar Choshev. That's not really what Rashi says. Rashi says, since she's not Miskadesh, it's B'Khalifin Shavabruta, Hilkach Batla Torah's Khalifin. What's Batla Torah's Khalifin? According to the Rashi, it's Givaldic. Because what does Batla Torah's Khalifin mean? It means it's a Kinyan Shel Gnai. And because it's a Kinyan Shel Gnai, that's why it's not going to work by Isha, even by Shavabruta. Why is it a Kinyan Shel Gnai? It's Kinyam and Asla Haknas. If it's Kinyam and Asla Haknas, that tells me that the Kinyan is not Beguf HaDavar, but rather Bedina. It's not that she's getting the item, because she's giving it back. It's that there's a din that's occurring over here. There's a Khalifin. But if Khalifin can work even Parvus Shavaputa, then it's a Kinyan Shel Gnai. And that doesn't work by Isha. No Kinyan Shel Gnai works by Isha. Hilkach Batla Torah's Khalifin Lagamri, even Shavaputa, because it's a Kinyan Shel Gnai. So that's why it's not going to work by Isha. This is pshat number two. Questions? Let's just chart it out. I want to make it very clear because you then have to look at the Ran. The Ran is really the linchpin. He's the final sheet. So if we get these two sheets just clear, you'll see how the Ran is going to fit in. He's somewhere in between. It's quite an interesting idea. Gemara was saying that there's a Havamina that Isha Tiskadesh, the Pavas Mishavah Kruta, I'm sorry, the Khalifa Shavah Kruta, the Khalifa Shavah Kruta, Kamashmala. The Rabbeinu Tam learned, what's the maskana? Hoil the Konin enough to focus with our puta. That shows you that Khalifin Lav Mitam Kesef. So Lav Mitam Kesef, there's nothing to talk about. We're only learning from Stei Ephron, Kenyonin, of Kesef. So Khalifin is Lav Mitam Kesef, there's nothing to discuss. The Ramban and the Rashba are trying to understand Rashi, right? The Ramban, the Das Rashi. You know what, let's say like this. Let's do it like this. Two is Rashi. Okay, but we have three different approaches. We have the Ramban, and we have the Rashba, and then we're going to get to the Rashba. What does the Ramban say? Ramban says, Khalifin, Eino davar chashuv. Why? Well, there are different reasons. By Shabbat Pruta, it's Kniyam and Asla Haknas, right? By Pachas Mishar Pruta, why is it out of Dabar Choshev? Because that's not a Shabbat Pruta, that's Poshev. Anybody Shabbat Pruta? You just have to look at the different parts of the Khalifin, and you see that Khalifin is not going to be a Dabar Choshev. Right? Let's say this differently. The Khalifin, Ein Ha'isha, the Kabel is Dabar Choshev. Right? She doesn't get a Dabar Choshev. So she's not Miskadeshes. She doesn't want it. It's a Gnai Hula. She's not going to be Miskadeshes. By Shavu Pruta, it goes back. So it's a Hanod de Lashah. Hanod de Lashah, by definition, is not a Dabar Choshev. And Pachas by Shavu Pruta is also not a Dabar Choshev. Comes the Rashba and says, Hoil Bekone Bedina Beloba Gufa. Lobagufo. Why is that? Because it's Kniyam and Asla Haknas. Khalifin is a Kenyan Shogunai. Since it's Isnu Bapakam Sharaput. If it would be Kona Begulfo, then we'd be able to look at the different parts of Khalifin separately. And Khalifin Shavah Pruta is a Davar Choshev. What's the problem? That's not Shogunai. But once we say it's Kniyam and Asla Haknos, that is Megala, that you're Kona Bedinon and not Begulfo, with the din of the Khalifin, not with the Gulf HaChepis, because it's going back. So then we have to look at the whole Kinyan Khalifin in its entirety. And since it's Isnu, with Pavel Shavah Pruta, then it's the Kinyan Shogunai. If it's the Kinyan Shogunai, then even Shavah Pruta doesn't work. The Tzara Shava between the Ramban and the Rashba is that they hold that Khalifa Shava Pruta is Mitam Kesef. They hold Khalifa Shava Pruta is Mitam Kesef. Not Khalifa Pachas Shava Pruta. Khalifa Pachas Shava Pruta? Is it dinacher? I mean, they can't be kesef. Baba Sharaputa. But they hold Khalifa Sharaputa is kesef. Even though it's kesef, it's not going to work by Isha. It's not a Dabar Choshev. Or because the whole Kenyan is a Kenyan Shabbanai, that's why it's not going to work by Isha. Rabbeinu Tam says, nay. He says, Khalifa Sharaputa is not Mitam Kesef. It's not Mitam Kesef. That's his whole Yisod. That the fact that Khalifa exists in Baba Sharaputa, that's Megala, that even Khalifa Sharaputa is not Mitam Kesef. And Ban and the Rashba, but that's Rashi, would say, no. Admittedly, Khalifa Pavel Sharaputa is not Mitam Kesef, but Khalifa Sharaputa is Mitam Kesef. But nevertheless, it's not going to work for the reasons that we describe. Comes the Ran and throws everything on its head. The Ran says, you know what Pshat Das Rashi is? I'll tell you the answer to the Ramban's Kasha. The Ramban has his Kasha. That why can't Khalifa Sharaputa work according to Rashi? Rabbi Natan says, I'll tell you, Khalifa Sharaputa can't work because it's not Mitam Kesef. But Rashi holds Khalifa Sharaputa is Mitam Kesef, so why doesn't it work? Says the Ran. The answer is Pasha. Rashi learns that even Khalifa Pachas Sharaputa is Mitam Kesef. You see, the Ran is the other extreme. Right? The Ran learns that according to Rashi, even Chalifei Shavah Prut, even Chalifei Pachos Shavah Prut can be mitam keser. But the problem is that the Gemara thought that Chalifei Pachos Shavah Prut should work by Isha, because since it's mitam keser, it should work by Isha. Kamash Malon, Chalifei Pachos Shavah Prut is not going to work by Isha. And once Chalifei Pachos Shavah Prut doesn't work by Isha, then no Chalifei is going to work by Isha. He starts off by saying that the discussion of the Gemara is about Chalifei Pachos Shavah Prut. That's where the Ran is totally different than the other Rishonim. Everyone else thinks that there was never a Havamina that a woman should be Miskadeshes with Chalifei Pachos Shavah Prut. That's not possible, because that's not Kesef. The Ran says, no, Rashi assumed that she should be able to be Miskadeshes with Pachos Shavah Prut, because even Chalifei Pachos Shavah Prut is Mitam Kesef. But comes to Gemara and says, no, but it's not going to work by Isha. Once it doesn't work by Isha, then no Chalifei works. Now what's the Ran saying? What was this Havamina to say Chalifin of Pachos Shavah Prut should work by Isha? If you have a Gemara, let's look at the Ran together. Okay? He says, I think that the Kashas from Sada, from this guy, they can all be answered together. Why? Like this. The Meikara Hochim Akshina. Sagar had the Chamina Shekinin Chalifin and Bechlal Kicha Aksuva Bekidusha. The Chalifin Mitoras Kesef Mahani. We put the Chalifin in Tom Kesef. The Afal gab the Hashta Nami Sviraluhu the Chalifin Isna Bepachas Vishavah Prutam. We knew even in the Havamina Chalifin is Isna Bepachas Vishavah Prutam. Afilu Ochi Efshu the Kaven the Be'inan Behu Kli V'dover HaMesuyam. Since you need a kli, you need a davar mesuyim, you can't take a broken thing. You have to take a real kli. Kedinisa b'perek hazav davar choshev hu, ava v'sheinu shavah pruta. Since you need a kli and a davar mesuyim, it's a davar choshev. A kli pachos mishavah pruta is a davar choshev. Money pachos mishavah pruta is not a davar choshev, but a kli, if it's a full kli, that is a davar choshev. Kediyaminan ma kli davar choshev, the mishmoch yaminan, the if Reuven demands from Shimon, he says, I lent you two needles, and Shimon admits to one of them, that's not a shavah pruta. How can he be chayav a shvu of moda b'mitzas? So after Gemara, yeah, yatzu kelim l'mashen, some gaonim, some rishonim learn that even a kli l'mashahu, we know hodah is b'shavah pruta. No, but by kelim it doesn't have to be a shavah pruta. Yatzu kelim l'mashein, that even if the kli is a mashu, that's a davar choshev for moda b'miktzas. Kevin shekein ikal lememer the mitoras kesef konin ubechlal ki yikach nenu. So the havamina is it should be bechlal ki yikach, it should be bechlal kesef. It's a davar choshev. How's it a davar choshev? It's less than a shavah pruta. What's going on over here? Less than a shavah pruta can be a davar choshev. Yes. Rabbi Shachter explained that maybe the idea is we don't look at shavius in the marketplace. We look at the shavius of the hishtamshus. If the hishtamshus is shove pruta to a person, even though the object is not shove pruta, there's value in the object for the person, even though it doesn't cost the shove pruta. The item doesn't have to cost the shove pruta for it to be shove adavar chashuv. Shove pruta means it costs a shove pruta. Just because an item doesn't cost the shove pruta doesn't mean it's not a davar chashuv. Yosu Kalim Lamashaheng tells me that a kli that's roi lemalachto, a kli that's roi lemalachto, can be shove harbe, it can be a davar choshev, even though it's not a shove pruta. It doesn't cost the pruta, but it's shove harbe to the person. The hishtamshus is shove, even though the chayfetz is in shove, right? The hishtamshus is shove harbe, it's a davar choshev, even though the item, the chayfetz, doesn't cost, right? It's pachos mishavah pruta. In the cost, it's pachos mishavah pruta. Like a needle, you could buy 10 needles for I don't know, 10 needles for 25 cents. What, 2.5 cents? Are they shavah pruta? No, but if you need a needle to sew, it's valuable. So the havamina is that chalifin works with pachos mishavah pruta. Why? Because you need a kli, you need a davar mesuyim. So of course it's midin kesef, and that remains lemaskona, according to the Ran's Pshat and Rashi. L'maskon, if someone asked you, is Chalifin Pachos Mishavah Prut Amidin Kesef? All the Rishonim until now assumed no. It's something special. Rabbeinu Tam happened to have learned that because Chalif and Parchim Shara Prut is not eating Kesef, even Chalif and Shara Prut is not Kesef. The others say, no, we'll split. The Ramban and the Rashba. Comes around and says, no, even Chalif and Parchim Shara Prut is eating Kesef. Because if the Kli is a Dover Choshev, then it's valuable, it's worth something to the person. So that is a Dover Choshev, and it's because it has Shavius in the Hishtamshus, it can be Midin Kesef, and it will work in Kol HaTarakula, in Mekachumemker, Khalifin of Parash Ravuta is Midin Kesef. So why doesn't it work by Isha? Dr. Ran, Umahadrina, what's the answer to the Gemara? The Efsher, it can't be that Khalifin works by Isha. The kinyan chalifin, the EF should the kinyan chalifin isay b'chal kiyika. Da'anan sari b'isha b'barach shavaput afilu b'kli sholem lo makanya nafsha. Isha's different. Even though the kli is shava harbe, and it's enough for moda b'miktsas, it's enough for kinyan chalifin and kol ha'terakula, midin kesef, but by isha it's not going to work. Because lo makanya nafsha, a woman will not accept kiddushin for something that's less than a shavah pruta, something that doesn't cost a shavah pruta, even though it's a davar chashuv. She won't accept kiddushin for a needle. Aye, but she might need it to sew. It doesn't matter. It's because it doesn't cost a shavah pruta, that's considered a ganai for her. That's the chiddush of the maskana. That even though chalif in parchas mishavah pruta is midin kesef and it'll work in mekach u'memker, why is it midin kesef? Because there's value in the kli. There's value in the hishtamshus, even though the item doesn't cost the shavaput in the marketplace. But a woman is not going to be miskadeshes for something that's less than a shavaput in the marketplace. That's a ganai for her, even though the thing is valuable, but if it doesn't cost the shavaput in the marketplace, that's a ganai for her, she's not going to be miskadeshes. Says the Ran, and because of that, chalifin, even shavaput doesn't work by Isha. Hilkach vade kishama akosav kiyikach ein kini chalifin bichlalo. Shilukein hoya afbach hashar buddha bichlal v'yepsher. Umayata bedovim tibar akosav v'lo bichalifin. But the lataras chalifin legami. Why? Why? The Ran doesn't say kinyin shel ganai. He says because a woman is not going to be miskadeshes v'fach hashar buddha, even though that kind of chalifin is midin kesef normally, she's not going to accept kiddusha v'fach hashar buddha because it's a ganai for her. Therefore what? Therefore, it doesn't make sense Kiyikach is talking about Chalifin, because Kiyikach would be talking about every type of Chalifin. Why shouldn't it be? If both Chalifin Shavaputa and Chalifin Parchas Shavaputa are Midin Kesef, so why would the Pasuk be talking only about Chalifin Shavaputa and not Chalifin Parchas Shavaputa? You see, according to the Ramban and the Rashba, you could say maybe the Pasuk is only talking about Chalifin Shavaputa, because there are two versions of Chalifin. But according to the Ran, it's all Midin Kesef. It's all Midin Kesef. There are different types of Chashivas. Sometimes there's a chashivas in cost, and sometimes there's a chashivas in ishtamshus, but it's all midin kesef. So if it's all midin kesef, either the pasuk is talking about all of it, or it's not talking about all of it. Once we say that isha b'barachas b'sharavut lo makanya nafsha, that she's not going to be miskadeshes for parachas b'sharavut, for chalif b'parachas b'sharavut, even though there's a tremendous shavius in the ishtamshus, because it doesn't cost a shavah pruta, she's not going to be miskadeshes for that. So then clearly, Kiyikach is not talking about Chalifin. Because all Chalifin is Midin Kesef. And if for one part of Chalifin is Midin Kesef, a woman is not Miskadeshes, then obviously Kiddushin can't be the Chalifin. Right? The Zereshav, Kicha Kicha, can't be talking about Chalifin. But Huran can only say that pshat because he holds that the whole Chalifin is Mitam Kesef. So he doesn't have to say it's a king in Shalganai, he just says that Once a woman can't be miskadeshes for chalif and a parchas shavaputa because it's not shavaputa, the cost is not a shavaputa, so then the pasuk, the zereshav, the kichakichem, the everyone can't be talking about chalifin. That's what batal ataras chalif and legamri means. Let's just get it on the board, okay? So the Ran's pshat and Rashi says, Ran says that, hava mina, isha tiskadesh, Afilu b'parchas shavaputa. Midin kesef. The kli roi l'malachta. Hishtamshus. Shove. Harbe. even though it's not a shavu put in the marketplace. Lochein ki ikach lo bayah bechamishim. Kika can't be talking about chalipin because all of chalipin chalipin mitam kesef according to the Rambam Das Rashi bein chalipin shavu pruta bein chalipin tachas v'shavu it's all midin kesef and it works normally tachas v'shavu pruta midin kesef it's just by isha it's not going to work because she's picky, right? She, I mean, you can understand. It's a gnai. Because it's a gnai, she's not going to accept Chalifei Pavashar Buddha, even though it should work mitam kesef, and it works in Mekach HaMemke mitam kesef. So once it doesn't work by Chalifei Pavashar Buddha, and all Chalifei is mitam kesef, so therefore Kiyika couldn't be talking about Chalifei, it must be talking about Damin. That's why Batel HaTorah is Chalifei Nadam. Mr. Brown is Pshat Nasrash. Yes.
If
that
comes from the
Ishtabshos,
then
if that
is Chalifei, she can't use it.
She can't use it.
She's
going to
give it back.
No, so the Ran is assuming, even though she gives it back, there still is. You're saying if the whole value is in the Hishtamshas, then she's going to give it back. I don't understand. So how can Chalifei Pachas Mishavu Pruta work if you're going to give it back? So you're not getting any Shavius. But that's not a kasha because even my Chalifei Shavu Pruta, you're going to give it back. The point is, chalifin, the way chalifin works is that if you give something that has a shavius, even though you're going to give it back, the transfer of the shavius accomplishes something.
But the shavius is coming from the usage model. Like, even if there's an inherent value, fine, but it's based on the usage, and she's not getting the usage.
I don't understand. The shavius of something which is shavu pruta is because it's worth something, and I can sell it, I can...
You can't sell a needle to someone who doesn't need a needle. They're not going to buy it.
No, but there is a market for it. There's a market for it, so there is a value in it. There's a value in it if I'm going to use it. There's a value in it if the guy lets me use it, I can give it back to him afterwards. I mean, it is possible to use it. But it's not possible. There's the potential. So maybe that would be sufficient to create the king and chalifin. But a woman is not going to do that, right? She's lo mekanya nafsha for such a hana. So therefore, it's not going to work. Okay, so this is Shitas Rashi. Okay, I very much wanted to finish this Rashi today because we have to move on tomorrow. Rabbi Nitam is beckoning. We have to understand what does it mean that Chalifin is not Mitam Kesef and yet it works. You know, we pushed it in. This was a little bit of a longer shir on Sunday. But I think it's important. It's important for us to do Rashi as one unit, to see all the Rishonim, to see exactly what the Rishonim say on Rashi, to get this Rashi clear before we look at the Rabbi Nitam. If you want to have a little halacha, it's only 25 after 12. We could say short. We don't have to say so long. Maybe I'll just say a little piece in halacha.